Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
27 minutes after 7 o'clock. Welcome back. Now, still on the topic of President Jacob Zuma, we have Mohammed Khaji, Executive Director of ASRI, joining us online to help us make sense of what can we expect on the political front over the next few hours. Assalamu alaikum and shukran for chatting to us, Mohammed.
Walaikum salam, Najma. Always a pleasure to speak to you in the morning.
I knew I was going to speak to you again this week, just not on the fact that President Jacob Zuma was going to resign. But based on that, now that the motion of no confidence falls away, what next?
So we're told that the Chief Justice is available to swear in the incumbent or acting president, President Cyril Ramaphosa. So that's going to happen sometime today. We're not exactly sure what time that will happen. As soon as he's sworn in, the State of the Nation was scheduled for Friday night, which is tomorrow night. I doubt that it would be brought forward. So that programming would likely take place. Obviously, there's no motion of no confidence today. And then next week, Monday, is going to be the SONA debate, which would be the debate about the speech. And obviously, the budget speech is due for next week, which would be Wednesday. And the budget debate, I think, takes place next week, Thursday.
Mm. So we know today, instead of the motion of no confidence, the voting in is going to be taking place. But does that mean, you know, Cyril Ramaphosa will be voted in? Who are the other candidates that could be voted in?
Look, so I think that it's pretty clear because Paul Mashatile, in his press conference yesterday, stated clearly that President Ramaphosa is the ANC's candidate.
Mm.
So I don't think there's any doubt in anybody's mind that the person that he's going to be sworn in today is going to be Cyril Ramaphosa. I don't think the ANC is going to field any other candidates. And obviously, you know, the opposition might field their own leaders for the vote, which did happen when Kalema Motlanthe was sworn in, that the DA put forward a candidate. But, you know, the outcome is definitely going to be that President Ramaphosa gets sworn in today.
Now, when we look at the whole situation on our political front right now, I think the burning question that is on everyone's mind, and it was one that was raised yesterday in the briefing as well with the ANC NEC, was the question of the cabinet reshuffling. Is it possible that we would see a cabinet reshuffle now that President Jacob Zuma has resigned?
I think most definitely. There'll be key portfolios that Cyril Ramaphosa will reshuffle. Those are likely going to include finance, state-owned enterprises, social development. You know, obviously, there's the SASA issue that's still been ongoing. State-owned enterprises, which is public enterprises. So those are the key ones. I think mines will likely be shuffled as well.
Mm.
And those are the key portfolios. I don't think you'd see a major across-the-board reshuffle where every single ministry will be changed and deputy minister will be changed. For the listeners, obviously, a resignation as it happened last night doesn't mean that cabinet has to resign. Only the president is replaced in that scenario. A motion of no confidence would have meant that the entire cabinet would have been dissolved and an entirely new cabinet would have to be appointed. So in this sense, I think we're expecting some key portfolios to be changed, and major changes maybe after the next election.
Now, talk to us about the deputy. I know there's been lots of questions surrounding, you know, Cyril Ramaphosa choosing a deputy. Who do you think is best in line?
Look, Didi Mabuza is the deputy president of the ANC next in line. It's tradition within the ANC that the deputy president of the party does take the deputy presidency of the country. Now, whether that takes place, now Didi Mabuza isn't a sworn-in member of parliament, so he can't actually be sworn in as the deputy president right now. He still holds the place of premier of the of Mpumalanga province, so that might cause some complications. One option is maybe to keep the position vacant until he's sworn in and could be available to be to take that position. But, you know, I think some of that stuff would become clearer. There was, I think it was Kule Mabe, it was one of the analysts saying it yesterday that, you know, he might opt to retain his power base within Mpumalanga and stay as premier of Mpumalanga by his own choice until the election. And if that takes place in terms of him staying in Mpumalanga, you might see somebody like Lindiwe Sisulu, you know, take the place of deputy president as a caretaker deputy president. But the tradition within the ANC is always that the deputy president of the party does take the deputy presidency of the ANC. Whether that position is left vacant because Didi Mabuza is not in parliament as yet, you know, could be a likely outcome.
Now, also what we've seen is over the weekend, or since the weekend rather, that many of Zuma's most loyal supporters, you know, inside the ANC turned against him. Maybe you can just help us understand, why do these figures make an about U-turn?
You mean why did his loyal figures not support him or back him to stay in office?
Yes, because we saw that some of them were even calling, you know, on him to step down.
Yeah. Look, I think the nature of politics within the ANC is that the president of the ANC is quite a powerful figure and has a lot of power within his hands in terms of cabinet appointments, especially. And the nature of politics is that, you know, politicians would sort of be attracted to the power of the leader. And I think that already was seen within January, where there were these question marks around the NEC. What are the dynamics of the ANC? Does Jake Zuma or Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma have support within the NEC to be spoilers in some ways to the Ramaphosa presidency? And I think that what we've seen is that many have already jumped ship to be backing Cyril Ramaphosa, whether it's out of self-interest or lack of principle. There might be some who are quite loyal and still hold a very strong sort of view in support of Jacob Zuma, but are not particularly keen to voice it, because obviously it has implications on their political careers going forward. The other point is that, you know, there are things being said that even Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma within the NEC wasn't really supportive of him staying in power. And I think part of that is also, let's remember that there's an election next year. So if we take it purely on a political basis and take Jacob Zuma out of the equation on a personal level, the ANC as a party has been going through major political losses in the last couple of years. One of them was in the local government elections, where they lost three major metros, Johannesburg, they lost Port Elizabeth, and they lost Swane. So in that sense, politically, the ANC has been hemorrhaging support. There were, you know, pre-December even discussions that and Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma presidency could mean the ANC dropping into the low 50s in terms of support. So there is a lot of work to be done there to regain the support and the trust of the electorate. And the more time that the ANC has to repair that relationship with the electorate before 2019, the better. So in that factoring, you know, just on the basis of support and votes and so on, it makes absolute sense for a new party leader to be taking over the reins of government and now be leading the ANC into the next election. Because remember, the election isn't only national, it's also in provinces. In Gauteng, you know, the numbers were very, very low in terms of these two metros that were lost. Gauteng was borderline, you know, 50% plus 1 or 2 points. So, and that's for the municipal, if you had to take it across the province. So there is a huge amount of work to be done there to make sure for the party that they're able to retain support in 2019. And I think that individuals within the NEC would know that and understand that the ANC needs to start rebuilding, and being stuck in this, you know, battle between two presidents for a considerable amount of time would actually, number one, weaken the party further and the party's support with the electorate, and even, you know, weaken the credibility of its new president, which is Cyril Ramaphosa.
Now, in closing, when Zuma, you know, was on SAB yesterday, he insisted he had done nothing wrong, you know, to meddle the party's decision to recall him from office. And at the same time, he raised the question of why is this happening now? Maybe you can help us understand why this decision to oust him, you know, came about now.
Yeah, I think it's a bit disingenuous of him to say, why are you, you know, leaving me? I think he knows the reasons why he's been recalled, but he wants the ANC to articulate that, or he at least wants to sort of, you know, throw the cat amongst the pigeons and try to force the ANC to come out and to claim its own failures. Because remember, the ANC is exactly the party that supported him from 2009 tooth and nail through all of the scandals for 10 years, right? And then after 9 years, it's completely understandable for him to say, well, you know, over the past 9 years or 10 years, you've supported me tough and nail. 8 motions of no confidence in parliament, you know, fire pools in Nkandla, all of the above. And now, all of a sudden, you're saying, recall him within 1 day, 2 days. You know, and I'll use his words. It's like, what's the rush? You know, like,
what's the rush?
Give me 3 months, give me 6 months. What's the rush? Tell me what I did wrong. I think in general, we all know what he's done wrong. We also know that the rush is that, you know, there's this election coming up. There's further damage that can be done to both the new president's reputation, the party reputation, as well as the institutions within government. You know, that sort of farewell monologue yesterday afternoon could have been him trying to at least, you know, set the record straight or save some of his legacy, but he, to a certain extent, you know, did the opposite.
We have to leave it there, Mr. Khaja. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but shukran for helping us make sense of it all, and inshallah, we'll talk again. Assalamu alaikum. That's the executive director of ASRI, Mohammed Khaji, talking to us about President Jacob Zuma addressing the nation and resigning as the president of the country. What we understand today at 2 o'clock, MPs are going to be voting in, and we will obviously unveil that for you and give you more information. But it is going to be Cyril Ramaphosa. That is what we are leaning towards. But on that point, we take a break, and when we get back, we've got some of your messages, and we'll open up the line so you can call us. Stay tuned.